You're listening to the Movement is Medicine Show, a podcast hosted by Head to Toe Spine and Sports Therapy, a modern chiropractic and manual therapy practice in Edmonds, Washington. Now, let's get into the show. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Movement is Medicine Show. We have a really fun show for you today that's probably going to make you hungry because we're talking about lunch. Specifically, we're talking about what each of us are having for lunch and why we're having it. Welcome to the show, everyone. Dr. Annie, Dr. Ash, Dr. Lee. What's up, guys?
What is up?
So the lunch show, I love this idea. We're just going to talk about what we're eating for lunch.
One of my favorite subjects.
Is lunch your
favorite? Food in general.
Lunch is one of my favorite meals of the day, honestly. Lunch and dinner. I'll like have like a really light breakfast most of the time. I'm not a huge eater in the morning. I mostly go with like if I get my liter of water and like some coffee with a little bit of like butter in it or like ghee, that's usually like my breakfast most of the time. I'll have like some granola on the way into work.
So are you like trying to do an intermittent fast or is that just kind of how you roll?
It's just usually like how I'm feeling because like I'll wake up around like 5:30 and I'll just kind of get my day started. I'll sometimes jump on like doing some stock stuff or like checking on my notes from the previous day at work, things like that. So sometimes I get carried away with, especially with if I'm day trading, and I won't eat as much when I'm doing that for sure. But on the way into work, it's like 10-15 minute drive, so I'll get like some granola bars and some protein bars in.
See, I'm the opposite. I'd say lunch is my least favorite meal of the day.
Ooh. Oh,
I love lunch.
Dinner, my favorite. Breakfast, second.
Okay. Oh, I love lunch. Yeah. I do not like breakfast.
I get obsessed when we're going to bed at night. My wife and I will start chanting like bar and coffee, coffee and bar. It's like all I'm thinking about in the morning is getting up, getting my power bar, my delicious Reset 360 plant-based protein bar that is amazing.
Plug.
Barry,
plug.
Stop.
Plug.
That
no,
is a plug.
I'm serious.
This is a commercial-free
it's
channel.
It's the
plug.
Best.
He's plugging.
It is the best plant-based protein bar on the market, and it's delicious. I literally eat one every day. And I would say that even if I didn't own the company. Okay, and then coffee. And then yogurt with blueberries. And then we take the dog for a walk. And then I have a delicious Reset 360 plant-based protein shake. Vanilla with frozen banana.
Plug.
And
plug,
daily
plug.
Fiber.
All nice. Plugs.
That sounds good. But as this is a lunch show, let's talk about
back to
lunch.
The topic at hand.
And let's
I
get back
think
to lunch.
My lunches have changed as I've aged, which I think is, you know, pretty normal, but I think people need to be kind of aware of how their body responds to food. Like I noticed that you, Ashley, being considerably younger than I am,
putting me on
can
the spot.
consume a fair amount of like grain-based carbs with your lunch and you could still rock the afternoon full energy, mm-hmm. high energy. If I did that, I would be asleep underneath this desk by around 1:30. Like it would not work for me, mm-hmm. you know. So mm-hmm. my lunches are consistently leftovers, usually always, and they're mm-hmm. always the same, right? And the same thing, but they always have the same constituents, which is, you know, plants, you know, lots of veg and protein and fat. You know, it's I guess kind of boring, but you can make them delicious. But mm-hmm. I always have that same threesome, really every lunchtime. If I don't, I don't have the good energy. I get too tired.
I can agree with that. I mean, when I was like younger, like more in like college. I could pretty much house anything like in front of me and just have full energy throughout the day. Mm-hmm. But I agree. If I have like anything like too rich or like too sweet or like too many carbs, I'll kind of drag towards the end of the day as well. But for me, typically it's like I like my soups. I like my salad and like protein and stuff. Like that's it for me. Like especially in the middle of the day, you want something light that kind of has a high calorie and like micronutrient content and that you can just carry on. That's light across the day. And then by the time dinner hits, like getting out of work and I'm ready to eat at like 5-6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I feel like my lunches are like pretty, I mean, I wouldn't say that I would have a favorite meal of the day, but I
just
definitely don't eat as much in the morning for sure. Like I've been smoothing it up. I just kind of put it all in one and drink it. I find that if I eat more in the morning, I get hungrier throughout the day for some reason. And if I eat more at lunch, I definitely crash by like the time it's like 2 or 3 o'clock. So I keep the breakfast simple. And then for lunch, it's always just, I don't know, I'm Asian. I love rice. And my body just lives off of that. Like I don't really crash too much if I eat too much of it. And I think that's a blessing because I love it so much. But it's always like some kind of carb in that way, some kind of meat. I don't know, some kind of chicken, beef, pork, just with some kind of veggie. Keep it simple, keep it light, so that in the afternoon I can have enough energy, but not to the point where I'm, you know, really tired and just want to take a nap.
Would you just live on a poke bowl every day if you could?
I mean, I would say I get one at least once a week.
Honestly, when it's like sunny out,
yeah.
I think Ashley and I go to like Ono Poke.
Yeah.
The road, like,
Ono Poke is the
shameless
man.
Plug.
Three times a week.
Ono Poke.
Ono Poke is the best poke
it's really
in
good.
The Seattle area.
If you haven't had it, you got to go get it.
Steven's awesome. I know him.
Yeah.
I love him.
He's a good dude.
And,
but
for me, the Thursdays, today's Thursday, it's soup day. Special soup day from Yayas.
I popped on another commercial plugging Yayas.
Yeah. I love bone broth in general. I love the garlic content. I love all the onions. Like, there's greens that they put in it too. It's just a lot of like micronutrients put all together, but it's soup, so it's not too heavy. It's pretty light. And it's like rice noodles most of the time is what I'm picking. So like very light noodles as well. It's not the ramen noodles.
Where's Yayas at?
So Yayas is like right off the 99, like by the main campus of Edmonds Community College. And they're great people there too. I think Sissel actually has known them for a long time just from like community sports and things like that. So one day she told me to go, and I think I've gone every week since.
Every Thursday?
Yeah, for like the past 3 years. So,
special soup day.
Yeah.
I think what's interesting though, hearing everyone talk about lunch, it's not about as much about like what it tastes like or what we're craving. It's like we're really thinking about what we're putting in our bodies for our energy for the day.
Very
like,
functional.
Right. It's functional. It's eating with that mindset. Like, are we getting our nutrients? Are we getting our bone broths, micronutrients, and the energy that our body particularly needs to like fuel our day and like give us, because you know, I mean, everyone working, we need pretty awesome energy all day. We're going to go into a 5-hour block of straight patient care, which we love, but we need to bring, you know, fabulous energy to people, every single person. So, you know, we can't be dragging.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, we're moving a lot when we work with patients. It's not like we're just like sitting there and like talking to them about their issues. We're usually helping them move or literally moving them passively. So
yeah, it's very physical job.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
I eat the same thing for lunch every single day, literally every day.
Does that
There's one variation I have. But the point, I eat every day tacos every day. Every day I have tacos. I'd eat tacos for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I love a good taco recommendation.
Yeah. Honestly, there's worse things you could have every day.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Listen, the taco. So here's the deal. Get a couple organic corn mission like tortillas. They're super. Two corn tortillas is about 22 carbs. Okay. Very little fat, couple proteins. Warm those bad boys up. You hit that with either some cilantro lime prawns from Costco, which you can get in a big thing for like $12, right?
Mm.
Hit 150 grams, 175 grams of cilantro lime prawns. Now you have these with some fresh arugula. Maybe you put a little crema on there, some salsa, some hot sauce.
Ooh.
Never gets old. But if shrimp gets old, you can do chicken breast, right? Or you can do chicken thigh. Mm-hmm. Or you can do the barbacoa from Costco, pre-cooked. You warm it up. Takes about 45 minutes. One serving is about 25 grams of protein, about 3 fats, and a couple carbs. Super lean, super light, and it comes like pre-cooked. You just warm it up in a pan. It takes like 40 minutes, and it'll last you days because it's like a lot of barbacoa.
Are you like a big macro guy then?
I'm 100% macronutrient guy.
Okay.
So I've tried everything. I love everything. You know, I believe anything can be made to work.
Right.
For me personally, I think macros has become the most sustainable and also most flexible approach to, you know, how I plan my food and how my food also fuels my activity, but also how it fuels my pleasure, right? Because I love to eat food both for fuel and energy and all that utilitarian practical, but I also really love to cook. I was a chef. I was telling you guys before the show started, I was a professional sushi chef actually for like 8 years when I was in college and after college. Almost went into business as a restaurateur, and before I moved to Seattle, it was like one of those pivot points. It was I had two restaurant offers, or move to Seattle, and so I ended up moving to Seattle and didn't take that chef route. And I love food. Like I love to cook. And macronutrients is really, in my mind, you know, the best way to go for most people when it comes to sustainability and flexibility. So I've worked with macro coaches before. I've been a macro coach. There was a period of time where I had a business that was around macro coaching, specifically in the CrossFit athletic world, PR diet. You can check it out. Some old legacy stuff out there. I'm just totally shredded. I am so shredded. I'm all hardcore, like kettlebell and headbands and all gritty and stuff.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
I think I have like, I might even have like motor oil over my.
Nice.
Like I did this professional shoot and it was like real gritty. It was awesome. But yeah, no, so I really love it. I just worked with a macro. I have a macro coach that I work with now when I need a tune up. And I'm on a reverse right now. So I went through a cut. Lost 25 pounds, cut 25 pounds off. That was my COVID weight. I was at like 210, 211 when I started with her. Ended our cut around 187-ish, 186. And then now I've been reversing the calories back up. So adding food back in, maintaining that same level of leanness and body composition.
Nice.
So macros, from a macro standpoint, tacos really friendly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and also for you, like you tend to eat like a little bit more like Whole30, like paleo type stuff. You're not putting like a lot of processed stuff in your diet.
It's very, a lot of whole foods. Right. Yeah. I mean, so like I live really like on potatoes is like my main carb source at night.
Yeah.
Just like roasted potatoes or smashed potatoes.
So German.
So German.
Yeah.
Except not like the, we did a tour through like Germany and through like Austria and all that. And I gained like 15 pounds
It'd
on that trip.
Not too.
Yeah. It was nothing but beer, sausage, and fried potatoes. Like it was, and just schnitzel. I mean, every meal cheddar, you know, I mean, melted cheese and stuff.
I would gain like 50 pounds. Bockwurst is like,
oh, totally.
I think I could just eat that all day.
Well, in Rome, you know, I mean, well, in Germany, just you pound this, you just drink beer, just giant liter of beer at lunch.
You guys know I'm married to a German.
Yeah.
I have authentic experience with these things. And his version of a vegetable is generally a green bean cooked in bacon. That's the vegetable.
Delicious.
Fresh is not, you know, his friendly area. You know, salad is a foreign word. You know, as long as there's a vegetable like in a sauce, that covers it. Like, you know, tomato sauce is a vegetable in his mind. Right? So everything, and potatoes are a big thing.
Yeah.
So
meat and potatoes, that's like literally what I grew up on, honestly. I mean,
we're both upstate New York, and when I go back to upstate New York, I don't see a salad. I don't see, the only vegetables I even see when I'm upstate New York is celery with my chicken wings.
Right.
That is celery
and carrots.
But the thing is, you spend 2 days in upstate New York, and like you're slower. Like you physically cannot move as quickly as you did prior to that, because everything's fried and just delicious. Like you get pizza too. I mean, like. Upstate New York pizza, honestly, New York City pizza, that's the best in the world, but, like, it's close.
It is close. I agree with that. I'd give New York City the best pizza in the world. Can't beat a slice of Joe's.
I grew up on fish, garden vegetables, and wild-caught meats. It's true.
Yeah, lots of fish, though, right?
Lots of fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because your mother, she kind of was...
Well, we lived way up north.
You lived way up north, right?
Yeah.
Were you...
Yeah, it was farm to table. Yeah. I mean, very much so. So, I mean, we really did. Fish was one of our primary sources, you know, and they gardened and grew everything we ate. So it was very,
nice.
You know, people
That's
talk paleo.
So
I know the true paleo. Yeah. But I mean, it stayed with me, right? I mean, I've yet to have a fast food burger or anything like that. Like I'm still kind of a purist because I was raised as a purist eater. I think it's been helpful to me. You know, I'm happy about it.
So you haven't had a Dick's Burger is what you're saying to me.
I have not.
Oof.
Oh, wow.
Oof.
Should we go for one after this?
I think we should.
That's what we're eating for lunch today.
That's what you're doing.
One Dick's Burger is not that bad, but it's when you get the double deluxe. Like if you just got like
that's
a straight up hamburger.
That's a gateway to fast food right there.
I think the other thing though with this whole lunch discussion is that, you know, the food allergy play, right? I think if you're aware of your energy, like after you eat lunch or any meal, you know, and if you're really feeling negative effects from food besides fullness and, you know, some tiredness, or if you have any bloating or, you know, gas or discomfort, like you're eating something that is
mucus
not
too.
That you can't digest. Mucus, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people
runny
get
nose,
really congested,
sneezing.
Like right after they eat, and that's a telltale sign that something's 100%. Irritating you.
100%. And, you know, people are like, oh, I want to get food allergy tested. But really, I think the thing is just be aware. What did I eat? How am I reacting? Something in it I reacted to. And then trying to do a bit of an elimination of the top, you know, the top three, right? Which is your eggs, dairy, and wheat. Your top three allergies.
And probably sugar, too, right after that.
Yeah. Sugar is just bad all around, right? High inflammation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So And so. That's what those signs are, right? It's inflammation. And, like, you don't get mucus unless you're inflamed.
True that.
So.
Yeah, I think that's such a powerful reminder to listen to your body, regardless of the approach you're taking, whether you're doing a keto approach or a macro approach or a Whole30 or Paleo, because there's still stuff that could trigger those types of inflammation markers that fit into that diet but might not really fit into your body and where your microbiome and your gut health is. I mean, that's a big part of it too when it comes to food allergies, is like the strength and the function of your microbiome and your gut health. Because sometimes you might have something going on down there where you're just really not processing food properly.
Well, 100%. I mean, just as an example, like if you have like candida overgrowth or like SIBO, right? Like it'll literally change like the pH, the acidity of your gut, like your stomach or small intestine. And with that, like you might not be able to process certain like aspects of like a meat, like a protein or like a B vitamin or something like that. And very common for a lot of people, like when they say that they're not absorbing their nutrients properly. It's usually because there's something going on with their microbiome, their probiotics or prebiotics that they're taking.
Yeah, that's definitely where we recommend going to see somebody and getting some help with that, because that can get pretty it can get pretty complicated for a person. And there's some great testing. You know, you can do the poop tests and stuff and get a sense of what's going on inside your gut, and then working with a great naturopath and figuring out how to get that back in balance. Because sometimes you'd be taking a prebiotic and it's actually doing like, it's like you should not be taking a prebiotic. It could be making things much, much worse.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're taking too much of the same thing, it's like going to create basically an environment where you have a lot of one specific type of probiotic rather than like having a diverse ecosystem down there, which is actually what we're trying to emulate.
I love it. Yeah, and I think the other thing too with lunch is not to skip lunch. I mean, I know one of the things that happened to me is I used to get really busy and then I would just skip lunch, and so then I'd maybe have like a light breakfast. I wouldn't eat all day. I'd be all kind of jittery and crazy coming into the afternoon, then crash hard, right? And then overeat at dinner and have a huge dinner, and that can be a negative cycle too. So I think when it comes to lunch, it's, you know, it's knowing what your time and day structure looks like and knowing how to get something in that's easy and tasty, that's also good for you, where you're not defaulting towards the Dick's burger. Dick's, like, shouldn't, as much as I love a Dick's burger on occasion, that should not be like a daily eater.
No, definitely not. I mean, and I think as you kind of hit it on the head, where it's like dinner is mostly like the least important meal of the day, usually. Like, if you're catching up with your calorie count at dinner, then you've already kind of missed the boat. Like Dr. Ashley was saying earlier, like, if you're eating breakfast, you're jump-starting your circadian rhythm. You're going to feel hungry throughout the day. You're going to get that feedback to eat. And the same thing with lunch. If you skip that, that's probably what, like, in my opinion, the most important meal of the day, because that's going to energize you to carry you through the rest of the day.
Yeah. What are you guys' thoughts on intermittent fasting? I know that there's some great stuff on that can work really well for people. And so maybe the case where we would say, well, you could skip lunch is if maybe you're skipping lunch and breakfast and you're kind of on maybe a 16-8 eating window where you eat all your food within an 8-hour window, and for 16 hours of the day, you're eating nothing basically. I mean, what are our thoughts on IFing?
A lot of really good research on that to show that people that are struggling with maintaining weight or energy in general, it can help them come back to normalcy. And it's working off your circadian rhythm. Like, essentially, like, if you think about it, like, in human development, if you go back to like being cavemen and stuff, we would essentially be in a cave until the sun came out, because otherwise there'd be predators out there that were dangerous to us, right? So it's essentially eating when the sun's out. And that's what we would do if we were in the wild and things like that. I mean, we can get into like cold stress and heat stress and stuff like that too to amplify those types of processes. But that's a whole nother rabbit hole.
It's got great research around it. I personally haven't intermittent fasted. I think I thought about trying it though, because naturally I don't really want to eat till, you know, I'm not really hungry till 10 or 11 anyway. You know, that's when I get hungry. But I haven't tried it yet. Have you, Barry? You probably have.
I've tried it. Yeah. I lived like the intermittent like fasting lifestyle probably for like, I don't know, 18 months or something. I had like a long stretch with it, like a long self experimentation, and I loved it. It was great. I mean, you know, especially if you kind of do like a kind of an MCT oil coffee type thing, you know, and there's some debate as to that breaking your fast or not. But if you hit like a kind of a bulletproof coffee style thing. your energy can be very steady and very hot, just like kind of moderate, high, steady state energy is what how I would best describe it. And you're just very focused and all the way through into the afternoon when I would typically break my fast.
Yeah, I used to do that like in chiropractic college, like probably a year and a half. And that with the bulletproof coffee with a little bit of L-theanine supplement. That would just carry me through, keep me focused for class in the morning. And then by the time noon came around, though, I was getting pretty hangry.
Yeah, you could circuit the hangries. That's where I would like also use like an exogenous ketone supplement the last time I did it, because that would like moderate that that hangriness that kind of comes in. But I, you know, probably with those kinds of diets for me is I started to develop like food obsessions, like where you're just start thinking about food a lot, like too much.
Yeah.
Cause I also did like a hybrid where I was doing like an intermittent fasting keto, but one day a week I would do a carb refeed and eat whatever I wanted in that eight hour eating window. Saturday would be the day. And on that 8 hour window, I could eat whatever. And so come like Wednesday, Thursday, I'd start to obsessively map out all of the different foods that I wanted to eat and like obsessively talk about it to everyone in my life. Right. Yeah. And so it was just like, I was like, I'm going to get croissants from here. And then I'm going to go get a cookie from this place. And then I'm going to, now I want to slice pizza from here. And then I'm going to get.
This guy's crazy.
Yeah. I can't do any of that. Like personally, I know I couldn't do the macro diet. I'm not going to weigh anything. I'm not going to measure anything. I'm simply going to eat from the food groups I know I can eat, and that's...
You're like an intuitive eater. Like, that's the model for a person who just...
I think I'm disciplined.
Hmm.
Is probably... Maybe I'm intuitive, but I think I'm more disciplined. I just eat from certain groups that I know I can eat. But I'm not disciplined enough to measure, weigh, you know, all that type of thing. That's too hard for me. I have children. You have children too, though, so I'm just impressed.
But my children live like a separate lifestyle from me, you know what I mean? So I don't weigh and measure all their food.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Cool, guys. Well, I think, you know, what obviously we're all food lovers here. And so I think the next time we do a food show, I want to do the dinner show, because I think that's a whole other conversation.
I like that.
Yummy. Yeah,
I love it. And I think too, there's a lot of, you know, when it comes to food, I think you got to figure out some approach to food that is both sustainable and enjoyable, that also ties into whatever your life goals are. You know, whether that's a health goal or that's a fitness goal or an energy goal. Food really is a powerful part of what allows us to be who we are and achieve the things we want to achieve. And if you don't figure food out, it's kind of, you're never going to achieve everything you want in your life. And chances are you're going to get sick more than you need to and deal with a lot of bad stuff that you wouldn't necessarily have to deal with if you got your food figured out.
Hear, hear.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, until the next show, not only is movement medicine, but so is food.
Happy luncheon.
Happy luncheon, yeah. And if you have tips on your favorite lunches, we want to hear from it, because obviously, you know, we're always looking for another good lunch place to add to the mix.
Totally.
Awesome. All right, guys. Talk to you on the next show. Thanks for being here, and have a super day. Bye,
thanks,
everybody.
Bear.